Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, it's October the 17th. And you know, the Salvation Army has always been a big part of our programs of Radio Friends, a big part of Pepper and Friends. And I want to introduce you to two new members of our community. Actually, they have been a part of the community for the past 3 months now. They replaced Major Kendall Matthews and his wife 3 months ago with the Salvation Army. I want to welcome Major Richard Trimmel and Major Beth Trimmel. Welcome to Columbia and welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have both of you here.
Good to be here.
The Salvation Army is really a very important part of our community and has been for many, many years. Now, you two came from Chicago, right?
Yes.
From Chicago to Columbia. Now, there's quite a big difference in the cities there. You were in a big city, and then you come down to, well, I used to always call Columbia our town, but Columbia has grown now into, I guess we could call it, most people are calling it a small city. Mm-hmm. What's the feel? What's the difference in the feel?
There's a warmth and generosity of heart that just shows in people in this area.
Oh, you can tell the generosity already,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
I really feel that the folks in Central Missouri are some of the most generous people that you will find anywhere in the country.
We agree.
Yeah. What else different?
Well, we're from this part of the country. We're from Missouri and Kansas, this area. So it's kind of like coming back home. And there's something about the Midwestern mindset that we're comfortable with. We like it. We feel at home. And so there are many things about our previous appointment that we love, but this is kind of like coming back home. And so it's a real comfortable feeling for us.
So what are your plans for this area, heading up the Salvation Army?
Well, one of the things we do when we come in is we kind of look at the planning that has been done, and we talk to our board, and we look at everything that's been put in place. And then we'll go through, probably after the first year, a strategic planning process. And the Salvation Army, even though there's many things that are the same about us, no matter where we serve, still, each appointment has its own uniqueness that fits that community.
Right.
And so we'll be saying to ourselves, where do we want to be 5 years from now in this community? And our board and our employees and the people that we serve will all be working on a strategic plan to say, this is where we want to be 5 years from now. And it will be for this area.
Do you have a good feeling?
Yes.
Being here?
Yes. Very good.
Yes, I do.
I'm looking at some of these statistics. The Harbor House, this fiscal year, they served 42,000 meals. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of food.
It is.
That's a lot of food.
We serve food not only, meals are not restricted to residents or people who are living there, because we also provide meals for to prevent homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And those kinds of meals, laundry facilities, those kinds of things that are available there enable people who are just living on the edge to be able to remain in their homes. And so that's a very important outreach that we have there as well.
And you've had over 21,000 bed nights.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that means 21,000 people have slept in beds provided by the Harbor House.
Mm-hmm.
For nights, some people are several nights.
Right.
Oh, sure.
And then when we, especially when we hit the hard winter months, we do bring in some cots and things extra that we don't have the rest of the time. But the interesting thing about Harbor House is it's the only shelter in the area that serves families as well as singles and veterans and seniors. So it covers the whole scope of the population that might need shelter.
You mentioned, specifically when you mentioned seniors and veterans. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody that's homeless is going through a hard, hard mm-hmm. time. But then when you talk about seniors mm-hmm. who've lived many years and then they mm-hmm. find that as they're growing older,
right,
they've lost what they had in life. Mm-hmm. They're homeless. Mm-hmm. And veterans who have given so much mm-hmm. to be homeless, mm-hmm. They can turn to the Salvation Army for help.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All of this takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of money. And you've got the thrift stores that help raise cash and mention that all of the proceeds go directly back into our community. But you're always looking for volunteers, right?
Oh, absolutely. We couldn't do our work without the volunteers. Yeah.
I don't think any organizations like hospitals could survive if there weren't all mm-hmm. the volunteers.
That's
and
right.
obviously
mm-hmm.
the Salvation Army is no exception.
That's
to that.
Yes.
And sometimes people have a particular idea about what volunteerism would be for the Salvation Army, but we have so many diverse areas that people can volunteer in. Well, they can volunteer in the pantry, but they can also volunteer for our kids' programs. We have character building programs for boys and girls, so they can volunteer in that area. We have men's groups, we have women's groups, we have our shelter, of course. So it's kind of a diverse field that people can volunteer in.
Mm-hmm. We could. We also can use professional people who have skills. For example, right now, we would love getting a volunteer to be a volunteer director.
Okay.
Because that would enable us to expand and refine the volunteer opportunities that we have.
They can call the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
If you want if you want to volunteer for anything. Anything. What's the telephone number to call?
Oh, tell us.
Go ahead, yell it out there.
442-3229.
They're new. They can remember. 442-3229 is the telephone.
Yeah.
And this also is the telephone number to call if you want to be a bell ringer.
Yes. Right.
And that will be coming up. This is October, but before long, we're going to be Christmas time too long.
Yes.
And if you want to be a bell ringer, it's not too early to volunteer for that or for anything. They're looking for professional volunteers. They're looking for people just to help out and give with their heart. That's what you do when you donate to the Salvation Army. 442-3229. Is there anything else that you want to add? We're just about out of time.
Well, if anybody wants to stop by the Parkade store, we have been totally revising that. The floor plan is different. We've painted. We're not quite finished, but it's a remarkable change, and we're pleased with it.
All right. The two majors, Major Trimmel, welcome to Columbia, and we wish you the very best with your, did you say tenure here?
Yes.
Yeah. Tenure here at Salvation Army. Okay. We're out of time for today. Central Missouri, Stop Human Trafficking, our topic tomorrow. Program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Miles. Or drop me an email, pepperpmissouri.edu. See you tomorrow.